From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Indonesian authorities say at least six people have been killed in explosions at two separate hotels in Jakarta. One blast occurred at the Ritz-Carlton, the other at the Marriott. It is unclear if the establishments were bombed. The Marriott Hotel was attacked in 2003 when 12 people were killed. The South Asian terror network Jamaah Islamiyah was blamed in that attack. A Minneapolis man accused of traveling to Somalia and joining the ranks of a terrorist group waived his scheduled court appearance today, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Salah Ahmed was indicted months ago as part of an ongoing investigation into the disappearance of some two dozen young Somali Americans from the Twin Cities. The indictment, unsealed earlier this week, says the 26-year-old Ahmed and another man left Minneapolis in December 2007 to join an extremist Islamic group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. The group is on the U.S. government's list of terrorist organizations and has ties to Al-Qaeda. Prosecutors say Ahmed trained at the Al-Shabaab camp before returning to the U.S. 6 months later. They also allege that Ahmed played a hand in convincing other young men from Minneapolis to join Al-Shabaab as well. More indictments in the case are expected to be brought soon. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has concluded confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Several witnesses testified before the panel today, as NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The witness list included Sotomayor's hometown mayor, Michael Bloomberg of New York.
So this is clearly someone whose decisions have cut across party lines, which is something I think the Supreme Court could use more of.
As well as the former Major League Baseball pitcher David Cone, he testified about the judge's decision to issue a temporary injunction that ended the baseball strike in 1995.
She made the courageous decision to put the game back on the field and get the two parties back to the bargaining table and negotiate it in good faith.
The committee could take up a vote to move forward with the nomination in the coming week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama talked about inequality and personal responsibility at an NAACP gathering to celebrate the organization's 100th anniversary. Mr. Obama said that blacks are still feeling the pain of discrimination at higher unemployment, disease, crime, and dropout rates than other groups. Obama stressed that education is essential to improving the lives of all children. The president said the equality of education is a national problem, not an African-American one. He urged parents to attend parent-teacher meetings, help with homework, turn off video games, and push their children to reach for careers beyond entertainment. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 95 points to close at 8,111. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 22 points to close at 1,885. This is NPR News. Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson faced tough questioning today about his role in Bank of America's controversial merger with Merrill Lynch. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Last month, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke defended his conduct in the merger, denying he threatened to fire Bank of America Chief Executive Ken Lewis and his management team if the bank backed out of a merger with troubled Merrill Lynch, and insisting he had behaved lawfully and ethically. Thursday, it was Paulson's turn to be grilled by members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The former Goldman Sachs executive, who worked closely with Bernanke in combating the financial crisis during the Bush administration and has been practically invisible since, acknowledged he sent a very strong message to Lewis by telling him he and others could lose their jobs. But Paulson said he was acting in the interest of the American people by combining the two financial giants. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The UN Security Council has imposed new sanctions on North Korea because of that nation's refusal to end its nuclear program. The council has frozen assets of five additional North Korean officials and five new companies. The sanctions also include travel bans and forbids UN member nations from selling Pyongyang two types of materials that are used to make weapons. Last month, council members voted to punish the North over its recent nuclear test and missile launches, but had not agreed on how to go about it. A Western diplomat said that China had slowed the committee's work, but agreed with the final outcome. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials gained 95 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.